That is the theme music from the film Poltergeist. And the reason that that's significant is that we've used that because it takes us to Tasmania, where an Australian craft distiller is distinguishing itself by winning major international awards for its gin. Tasmania's Sheen Estate has just won a double gold medal at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition for its Poltergeist gin. Get the connection? Earlier this year, it was awarded a gold medal at the World Gin Awards in London. Now, Sue Ahern is speaking with head distiller Damien Mackay.
Damien, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
Well, congratulations on the awards. Can you tell us what's the significance of those awards you've just won?
Oh, look, it's really important for us. It's a wonderful thing to win awards both in London at the World Gin Awards and also in America at the San Francisco International Spirits Competition. You know, these are international awards, and for us at Sheen Distillery, we are so pleased, and it certainly means a lot for us, you know, brand recognition and recognition by experts, I guess, that we are indeed making a world-class product.
Can you tell us about your gin?
Yes, our gin is Poltergeist Gin. We make it at Sheen Estate and Distillery, just at Pontville, near Hobart, which is a historic sandstone estate. And we have 12 botanicals in it, including several natives, you know, from Tasmania and on mainland Australia as well as botanicals from all over the world, like most gins do have. And it's a very... our unfiltered gin is the version that has been winning gold medals. And that has a really big, wonderful flavour and a beautiful nose as well.
What are the main flavours in the gin?
Yes, well, of course, we have lots of juniper berries in it. Coriander, as most London dry gin styles have. Perhaps some of our signature botanicals are licorice root sticks, which comes out in both our unfiltered gin and the filtered gin, which we call a true spirit. We also have cardamom pods, angelica root. The natives we have in there are Tasmanian mountain pepperberries, which gives a little bit of spice on the back of the palate. We have macadamia nuts, and many people might not know, but most gins, especially most of the traditional London gins, do have nut in it. It's usually an almond nut or some other northern hemisphere nut. But Australian macadamias have been found to be a wonderful gin nut because they add a really silky mouthfeel to our gin. And the other botanical we have, a native botanical, is lemon myrtle, which combined with our dried lemon peel really provides a really interesting twist on the citrus notes.
Well, that sounds fascinating. So how did you develop those flavours?
Yes, well, I started distilling about 10 years ago, and whilst at that time I was mainly focused on working out how to make a triple distilled version of Tasmanian whiskey, I also spent some time sort of 9 and 10 years ago experimenting with the redistillation of botanicals or the berries and herbs and spices, which is the basis of gin making, but never really brought anything to a conclusion. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, when myself and my wife Madeline joined forces with David and Anne Kernke, who own the Sheen Estate property, and their daughter Myth, we knew we had to get off our backsides and continue to develop gin. And probably 2.5 years ago, we finalised the recipe with our 12 botanicals. And I keep on telling people the hardest part about making gin is figuring out the recipe, because, you know, there's maybe half a dozen quite common gin botanicals, but then there are hundreds of others that, you know, are the difference between one gin and another. And so it's really, I guess, taken perhaps 10 years with several years break in between to develop our recipe.
Well, I gather it's quite a competitive market because of the big renaissance in gin. I mean, hipsters all around the world are now drinking gin. So how much are you making, and how are you competing in that industry, in that world?
Yes, well, you know, we have the capacity to make up to 1,000 bottles a week. We're not running at capacity yet, but we are very happy to say that our sales gradually increase month on month, and especially when we, in the last few months, when we, you know, we won the a gold medal in the London Gin Awards, and then the double gold at San Francisco. It's really given our sales a boost. So, and you're right, it is a, it is becoming a crowded gin market at the moment. You know, in the last 10 or 15 years, gin drinking has really taken off, not just in Australia, but all around the world. It's really, people are really going back to gin and are really appreciating it. And there's lots of distilleries around who are making artisan gins and, you know, tweaking the traditional style of gin. And, you know, we're happy to say, you know, we're one of the Tasmanian gins that are really kicking lots of goals on the world stage. And I think, you know, the basis of our success, you know, is our branding, but also, you know, our actual gin itself. You know, these awards are all done by blind tastings, and to have, you know, international judges continue to give us accolades for our Poltergeist gin, it's just absolutely wonderful. I'm sure we'll be able to hold our own going forward into the future with our Poltergeist gin.
So how did you come up with the name Poltergeist?
Yes, well, there's a few strands that fed into that name. In the historic Sheen Estate stables, there are pagan ritual marks put there by the early stable hands to ward off evil spirits and encourage good spirits and ward off witches and things like this. So, and in fact, the Sheen Stables were the first place, I think, in all of Australia where these pagan ritual marks were actually rediscovered. A gentleman by the name of Professor Ian Evans has been studying these in recent years. And since finding some at Sheen, he's now found some more in other stable buildings around. But it was sort of thinking about, you know, good spirits and bad spirits and the play on words with, you know, spirits as in alcohol spirits that started to lead us down towards that path. And then we were also thought about how a poltergeist is actually the only spirit that actually can make things move and make things happen. And we, you know, we certainly wanted our gin to help us move forward with Sheen Estate Distillery and also, of course, with the preservation of the important heritage values of Sheen itself. And it's, I guess, if people are out there having a drink of our Poltergeist gin, perhaps some of them would feel nice to know that every time people buy one of our products, our gin or our whiskey, it's helping to preserve the very important heritage values at Sheen Estate. You know, it's one of the early colonial convict-built country estates in Tasmania, built by Gamaliel Butler. He was a very significant person in colonial Van Diemen's Land. And, you know, it's good that the business that we're now running with, this distillery business, is actually contributing to the preservation of a bit of Tasmania's important history.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and your gin sounds really good too. I'd like to try a bit. But finally, can you just tell us what's the best way to serve it?
Yes, well, the unfiltered gin, that's the gold medal winning one with the big flavours and big aromas. Some people actually like drinking that just as a sipping gin, in other words, neat. And it really covers the front, middle and back of the palate and all the way down, and it has such a complex flavour profile that, you know, we get gin connoisseurs drinking it almost like it's a good single malt whiskey and just savouring the whole flavour profile. But it also makes a fantastic classic gin and tonic, especially with a dry tonic water rather than a sweet tonic water, such as is available now. There's some very good dry tonic waters with lots of ice, maybe a sprig of rosemary in it and maybe a slice of dried apple. Or some lemon peel. So, yeah, so it's really refreshing. And I probably should also give a mention to the other expression of our gin, which is the one that's actually been filtered, like many of the big commercial gins are. That's Poltergeist True Spirit. And that's also, that's what I call the polite version of our gin. Now, the recipe is the same. The only difference is the filtering. And the filtering cleans up the spirit, makes it nice and crisp, But it does take out a few of the flavours, but it means that if you're a person who likes a lighter, milder classic London dry gin, then the Poltergeist True Spirit would be the one for you. But if you're looking for something to really think about and contemplate what you're drinking, then the Poltergeist Unfiltered is much better. And the Poltergeist Unfiltered is also fantastic in martinis. You know, it's got a really big, strong flavour that can stand up in a martini and really shine.
Sounds fantastic, Damien. Look, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on the program today, and all the best with your gin.
Well, there you go. All the best with your gin.
Sorry.
You need a gin, don't you, right now? Oh,
definitely. It's my favourite drink.
So who was that?
Oh, I beg your pardon. That was, aren't you going to read it? That was Sue Ahern with Shane Estates' Damien Mackay.
It was indeed.
Okay.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.